sent that message this morning, but I think it was quite the interesting one because we were having this discussion when yesterday
mm-hmm.
when we decided to talk about this morning. Because we'll be honest. So this conversation was also inspired by what happened recently, right? In Kabwe, there was a 22-year-old young man in this case, who passed on, right? And from what we got, there was some mob justice in the process, and he eventually died. The injuries from the coroner's reports show that he had a painful death. So there's been a lot of debate also on what people do in a situation where somebody comes to their home and they believe that person is there to harm them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process of people taking action, certain people get to face the law. And, you know, another point also I wanted to touch on, the messages we received where people were saying, Zambia police, they say they don't have fuel. The truth of the matter is that the Zambia police seem ineffective until you're the one who's on the other side of the law.
Yeah, I know, right?
You feel like they don't work and they don't do anything.
Until they nab you.
Then now when you're the one who's suspected to have committed an offense, you even begin to wonder, like, wow. They actually do this? So let's always be mindful. I know people may say all these things, though they don't have fuel, but if I don't have fuel all the time, you do something wrong. And they'll be there so quickly.
Okay. So, Nyambe has shared a number in case you need the number for a snake handler in Lusaka. There's a number there. So, yeah. Don't kill the snake.
They're very passionate.
Thank you very much for that. Let's get into the news at 8 with Patty.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Lawyer says President Ijilema's decision to withhold his son's ZNS salary illegal. Commerce Minister predicts Kwacha gains to ease cost of living in 60 days. And in Global News, Indonesian police clash with students protesting lawmakers' salaries. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Lawyer Isaac Simbe says President Hakainde Hichilema's statement that his son, Lieutenant Hawela Hichilema, who was recently commissioned as a Zambia National Service ZNS officer, will not receive a salary from the service, is an illegality and political. Mr. Simbe tells Phoenix News that the president lacks the legal authority to suspend or withhold pay for a Defence Force officer outside of the procedures set by law, pointing to provisions in the Defence Act and subsidiary regulations that govern officers' remuneration. He explains that Section 154 of the Defence Act prohibits forfeiture or deductions from an officer's pay unless expressly authorized by the Act, other service law or regulations, and that Section 155 has set out salary rates and conditions for payment, such as first schedule annual pay scales for officers by rank and years of service. Mr. Simbe says under the Act, commissioned officers at lieutenant and comparable ranks are mandated to specific annual salaries and related allowances, and that any step to deprive an officer of these entitlements must follow the statutory framework, and that a unilateral presidential announcement is without legal backing.
It entitles the officers in the Defence Force to a pay and other allowances, and it is couched in mandatory terms that those entitlements cannot be forfeited. Okay, so there's no ground for forfeiting unless within there what is stated in the Act, where someone has conded, is absent, like that. Maybe what the President was announcing is just a political statement, because the Act entitles officers to a pay and allowances. So on what basis can the President say he will not be drawing any salary from there? To be an irregularity.
But Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma has argued that an entitlement is not a right, and Lieutenant Ijilema not receiving a salary will help fiscal returns to the Treasury.
Any officer is entitled to. Now, entitlement means you can draw upon that entitlement or not draw upon that entitlement. So it's really just a matter of choice. So if the choice is that he does not get the entitlement, so there's no hassle there. I don't see why it should even be debated by the public. But from that, what it means basically is that he's contributing in one way or another to somebody else being able to get that position. The money will be back into the treasury, will not be utilized. So it should never be an issue.
On Sunday, President Ijilema disclosed that his son's role in ZNS is for discipline purposes and not for financial gain. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga is optimistic that the cost of living in the country will stabilize in about 60 days due to the consistent appreciation of the kwacha. Mr. Mulenga has explained that despite the kwacha's recent gains, government does not want to direct businesses to immediately reduce prices, as this could cripple local industries. He has clarified that while macroeconomic gains, including lower fuel costs and easing inflation, create conditions for price reductions, retail prices are not expected to adjust overnight due to existing stock bought at higher production costs. He has told Phoenix News that in 60 days' time, consumers will experience reduced prices, citing recent reductions in input costs such as the poultry sector, where lower stock feed prices are expected to translate into cheaper chicken prices in the coming weeks. Mr. Mulenga says these projections are based on government engagements with industry associations and business groups to encourage responsible pricing and support a functioning market. During a meeting with the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, last week, President Ijilema expressed concern that the kwacha gains have not translated into a stable cost of living.
As much as me as Minister of Trade, I want prices to drop overnight. They can't, because there are some old stock that people have to clear. There are some sticking prices that we have to work on to get down. So now, this can happen in a period of 60 days maximum. But you're talking about now 6 months straight, the currency is stronger than others. That's why the President even made the statement that he made. And that's why now we've been engaging the Economic Association of Zambia, the Poultry Association, among others. And we are engaging as a responsible government with the business community, not in a bullish manner or in an aggressive manner, but in a manner that makes business sense. Because we have to be held accountable by the public. Those are the people that we serve, and we want to begin to see that, and we are seeing it right now in a few other sectors since things are happening. But the call that we would want to make to the private sector, we know it's a liberalized economy, free market economy, but we should just be responsible.
Kwacha constituency member of parliament Charles Mulenga says some unknown elements paid a few individuals to cause commotion during a church service where President Hakainde Hichilema was in attendance. Mr. Mulenga endured an awkward moment when congregants at the United Church of Zambia jeered at him, with some denying they knew him as he was introduced during the president's visit to Kitwe over the weekend. Mr. Mulenga has told Phoenix News that despite the incident, he is confident that the UPND will readopt him for the 2026 general elections, citing his achievements in the constituency, including clinics, market shelters and classroom blocks, as evidence of his effectiveness. He believes that it is unfair to conclude that he is unpopular based on one incident, noting that many churches in the constituency recognize him.
The confidence is there because it's the works that will speak for me. Of course, as I've indicated, we have those that support me. The opposition, you shouldn't forget that we've got opposition parties who are also vying for the same position. And these people, they are not sleeping. They are all out to assert my integrity so that I'm not adopted. But in a nutshell, I'm confident that come adoption period, I will still be there on the ballot, whether anyone likes it or not.
The Network of Zambian People Living with HIV and AIDS says the introduction of a biannual injectable ARV will be a transformative tool for Zambia, especially amidst funding challenges and high rates of new infections.